You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking with Tim Skerry and also with Kem Poole this evening, and we're discussing the subject of bones and muscles and things, and we have got lots and lots of questions coming in. So let's kick off. Why don't you open the batting for us, Ken? Because Sally Everson in Ely says, what diet and nutrient factors are important for bone strength?
That's a very good question from Sally. And diet and nutrient is very important. And the one that people think about most of is vitamin D. Calcium is also very important. And we have not enough vitamin D from sunlight at these sort of northern latitudes. So those are important. And in order to work out how important, you can look at the body mass index. And a low body mass index is a risk factor for fracture. That's one of the things that we plug into the World Health Organization Frax tool, which is a thing that predicts what your own fracture risk is. You can run this on an Apple, on an iPhone, or even just on the web from the Frax website. That's FRAX, and that will tell you what your own risk is over the next 10 years. So, yeah, nutrients and diet, very important.
Sounds good. Anything to add to that, Tim?
I don't think so. I think generally Western diets have reasonably good levels of calcium, but yes, as Ken says, vitamin D could be something that people need to worry about.